I once heard actress Anna Chlumsky describe giving birth as a traumatic event. She clarified that trauma is not necessarily a bad experience. Rather, think of it as an event with a before and an after. In this line of thinking, birth certainly is a trauma. There's you, before, and then after, you are mother. You cross that threshold in an instant, and there's no time to grieve this sudden death. There's only holding your breath so you can keep going, because you must. You're a mother now. What if the seam between the before and the after is the sky and the sea? What if in the after we submerge in a desperate bid to shut out the noise so we can just survive? I find myself wondering how much of ourselves we lose when we never come up for air. Because while you are straining, fighting, surviving in an environment that is squeezing the life out of you, against all odds, it becomes familiar, normal, even. Resurfacing, though, involves gasping, sputtering, and existential flailing that may reveal to your greatest horror that you are simply too far from shore to be saved, too tired to make it on your own, too weak to fight the undertow. And so you give up. Give up your dreams, give up your gifts, give up the ghost of who you might have been, give up your air. And somehow you carry on, straining, convulsing, life underwater. I think about our mothers, 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 who were ripped away from there before and crossed oceans against their will and found themselves in the after on foreign shores. To survive, they went underwater, raised their babies underwater. For generations, there was no time for gasping and sputtering and existential flailing. Now, here I am, born underwater, standing on the shoulders of my mother and our foremothers, having experienced my own before and after. A beautiful, curious, brilliant little soul who swims effortlessly. But I want her to breathe. That automatic, biological choreography necessary for human life. And I know that means I have to do it first. I must swim up and break through the waves. I must do the gasping and the sputtering and existential flailing in order to find my air, to show her what's possible. I write. My hand puts pen to paper. Automatic, biological choreography necessary for my human life. I fill my lungs to show my daughter what it is to breathe so that she can learn what for her is as automatic and necessary as filling her lungs with air.